This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as new Chief Minister of the state this morning. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as leader during NDA Legislature Party meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said women reservation bill to be brought by the government during the special parliamentary session is balanced and fulfills the aspirations of every state, community and region. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said he reached out to every political party and no party is opposing the legislation which is being brought in parliament session to be held from tomorrow till Saturday. He added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his gratitude to all the political parties for coming together in the national interest.
Every region, every state is fairly distributed and given the provision of increase in the numbers of seats. So I feel this proposed bill is absolutely balanced, well thought of, and which will take care of the aspiration of every community, every region, every state. So there's no scope for any criticism.
In Tamil Nadu, electioneering is on full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil today. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy and senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal will also join him. On Saturday, the Prime Minister will campaign at Coimbatore for the NDA partners. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin will garner votes for his alliance at Salem district today. Actor Vijay is scheduled to campaign at Chennai, but permission is awaited. On the other hand, political campaigning is intensifying in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah is scheduled to hold several public meetings in the state today. He will attend rally at Lebong Gram around noon in Darjeeling town, followed by a meeting at Rajganj of Jalpaiguri district. In Punjab, 7 devotees have reportedly died when the ill-fated bus they were travelling in met with an accident in Fatehgarh Sahib district late last night. They were returning after paying obeisance at Sri Anandpur Sahib on the occasion of Baisakhi. More details awaited. Malayalis across the world are celebrating Vishu today, ushering in new hopes and prosperity. Vishu, a symbol of Keralam's rich agrarian culture and abundance, is traditionally observed on the first day of the Malayalam month of Maidam. This year, however, the festival falls on Maidam too. The day began with the auspicious Vishukhani, with people viewing the ceremonial arrangements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of Vishu, the festival of harvest and prosperity in Kerala. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the festival of Vishu is about hope and happiness and emphasizes positivity and gratitude towards all. He wished that the coming year will be full of joy, prosperity and good health for everyone. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings on the occasion of Bengali New Year, Poila Baishak. In a social media post, the Lok Sabha Speaker expressed hope that the new year will usher in fresh hopes, new opportunities and endless joy in every home. Mr. Birla added that as people celebrate the rich cultural heritage, traditions and vibrant spirit of West Bengal, they should move forward with renewed optimism and togetherness. He wished that the year ahead will be filled with success, good health and happiness for all. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said international law must be followed by all countries without exception, especially during the rising global tensions and the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Batting first, Chennai Super Kings posted 192 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs, Sanju Samson scoring 48, Devard Brevis 41 and Ayush Matre making a quick 38 off 17 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.